out there in the internet world, welcome to another episode of Bulls Deep, a Torian Films podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, BJ Lewis. With me is
Billy Mao.
And this is our second show of the return.
First before, one came before out. Before we get into this, I have to ask you a question about the first episode.
Okay.
Where'd you get that music from for the intro?
Over the course of doing Party Girl, I was on the search for like royalty free music that I could use, and I came across this.
Shit, huh? BJ ain't spent no money.
So, I found this this guy like just uploaded a link to some little snippets of some audio that he had composed, and that was amongst it.
I couldn't tell what to make of it. It was very like 80s new age type of thing, kind of some Brian Eno, Philip Glass. I was waiting for something to happen, but it never happened. You just started talking. I'm like, is he going dubstep? Is there going to be a bass drop coming up? What's happening here?
I wanted to find the other shit, like, but I didn't have the file anymore, and then there was no way to cleanly get it from one of the other podcasts we did because, you know, we talked. Like, I mean,
it forces us to grow.
Yeah.
Even if you're basically putting a musical quaalude at the beginning of the episode, get everybody nice and chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just had to ask.
Yeah, I was just trying to find something that would kind of still. I thought try to give that like newsy vibe where people might think it's going to be one thing, and then of course it's totally, you know, something else.
I gotcha. You're clever. You're tricky, is what you are. Speaking of tricky, trick or treat time. Halloween coming up. I always like doing podcasts around Halloween because I'm going to ask you a question I've probably asked you before. Are you going trick or treating? Like you getting candy?
Me? No. I have to like walk my kids around that shit.
Well, yeah, but your kids are all taller than you.
Only one is.
No, they're.
Dude, oh no! Two of the older ones are. Jacob's not taller than me yet. Caleb is getting there, and Angie's pretty much taller than me.
I'm just saying, you could pass for a kid. I mean, you probably have before.
Well, yeah.
But now, is trick or treating still a thing with the ongoing Ebola plague?
I think so, because, I mean, it's in, what, New York now. It's not even really talked about here.
But it was there. It's been there. There's memories of it there. You can get Ebola from a memory.
Well, then we're all fucked.
Yeah. That's why there's panic. Even though I don't think anyone in the United States currently has Ebola.
I thought one person in New York did.
No, well, the two nurses that were the first to be infected from patient zero who got deaded, they've both been declared Ebola free. Now there's been a couple of cases of people being quarantined and checked out for it, and it was New Jersey. It was one of the nurses went, that was the one I think that flew to Cleveland, but even Ebola said no thank you to Cleveland, so they sent her to New Jersey, and she said that she was kept in inhumane conditions. She's been declared a full free. So no one has it.
Fuckers complaining about shit.
And so the ticking clock is on because it's like, I think it's like 44 days. If no one gets it in 44 days, the threat is over.
Ah, it's 21 days.
No. The story I read was like 42 or 44 days for the incubation period.
I've had the county health director told me 21 days, so somebody's fibbing to somebody.
The county health director is obviously part of the Illuminati and trying to kill everyone with Ebola by giving people bunk numbers. Fail conservative. 44 days.
Hmm. I don't know. I guess we'll
see. Next time you do a story, ask that man point blank if he's part of the Illuminati. Jay-Z.
I doubt seriously he even knows what a Jay-Z is.
They do. If he's in the Illuminati, he knows. They got the handshake. But speaking of Ebola, Have you seen the sexy Ebola nurse costume?
I have not. I didn't. That was actually... Were we joking?
I really wish I would have sent you a link. I assumed you would have seen it. Imagine just your standard... Are you going to look it up now?
Yeah, I'm going to make with the Google.
It's basically like your standard sexy nurse outfit, except with like a gas mask and even bigger rubber gloves. And I think like maybe a very half-hearted poncho or something. It would not protect you from Ebola.
Like, who comes there up with this? There would be a shit? Lot of
sexy nurses.
Sexy Ebola nurse. Like, what the?
It's a thing! It's a thing!
It's so fucking stupid.
You know, every year, I whether it's on the podcast or on Facebook, I tend to list the sexy costumes that I would like to see. You know, as what I told Dee Dee one year, like the sexy Harriet Tubman or the sexy freelance graphic artist. Stuff like that. Sexy social worker.
Sexy social worker.
Yeah, dude. She's all like, she's like sexy and like got cleavage, but she looks tired and fed up with life. It comes with like eye makeup to just put bags there. Like a briefcase just full of sadness. I'd like to see that. But I was wanting to come up with something like sexy Ebola nurse because I thought it's so bad no one would make it. But god damn it if they did.
Oh, well, I mean, shit, people have no shame these days.
Yeah, but I normally have even less. And the fact that somebody not only thought of it but did it. It honestly restores my faith in humanity.
You need to come up with, like, sexy school shooter or something. That's not a thing
well, that,
yet.
That crossed my mind, BJ. That's not funny at all. That's horrible.
Really?
Like, what kind of school?
I don't know. In general.
In general? It could be kindergartners, man. That's sad. That's horrible. I'm disappointed in you, Jay. It doesn't matter what I say for the rest of the podcast. You're the asshole. There's nothing I can do that can make me the asshole in this one.
I'm sure there's something.
I'm liberated. I feel liberated right now.
Wow.
Sexy school shooter.
It's a now, thing is it somewhere.
Like, is it like a sniper dressed provocatively, or is it someone that shoots at sexy schools? It's, like stripper academies.
It's like a fucking bikini covered with grass. Maybe it's like a half-ass, like, ghillie suit or whatever.
That very awkward looking for the bottoms.
It would be, but it wouldn't matter, because it's,
you it's know. Just one big Nazi Birkin. Like, I don't understand what's the deal. It's just a hairy boobed woman with a gun.
It would be a thing.
And this is why I don't let you be in charge of funny stuff, because this is what you come up with.
It's funny to somebody out there.
No, that's a comedic boner killer, dude.
What?
I was going to spend more time on this, but I have to get off of the sexy costumes now and go to the unsexy Luke Cage outfit you were wearing at the cons.
Dude, it was
what
awesome.
Was that?
Well, I was wanting to, I've been to conventions and shit before, but I've never cosplayed.
How long have you wanted to do Luke Cage?
Since I just found something, I needed something pretty cheap and quick to do. And
do it again, grow your
what?
Grow your hair out next time if you do it.
Dude, I can't grow my hair out anymore. My hairline is gone. Like, nature has screwed,
even better.
Has screwed me, so my hair growing days are like
if you were to do your little angry Frederick Douglass haircut now, you would just look like a young Uncle Ruckus.
Pretty much.
That's good stuff, man.
Hell no.
You should do it. I just want to see it. You could be like old ass Luke Cage. Like all bald and shit, but still hoping to, you know, be relevant.
Yeah, no.
But so you're going to do the cons. You're promoting Party Girl. How did that go?
It went well. It was, we didn't know what to expect going into it. And actually, it was, when we got there, our table was supposed to be in the vendor, more in the vendor hall that they had set up. This is the second year of the convention, so there's still some growing pains and stuff like that. And we actually got moved outside, so like right outside the door. But we were right next to the ticket table.
So that's better then, right?
Yeah, so we were like the first thing they saw when they walked in and the last thing, you know, before they left. So it was cool. And having my lead actress, Kate, on hand, was in costume. She brought in, or, you know, got the attention of other people that I might not have. And she's just a good kid with good personality and friendly and personable as well. So that helps as far as getting, you know, attention for it. And people who we talked to on the first day, who were there on the second day, would come up to us and tell us that they, you know, they checked out the show that night or whatever. They thought it was good for, you know, us having like no money and, you know, shit like that, which is pretty much what everybody says, that it's good for being on like a shoestring budget and, you know, shit like that. But I mean, overall, it was
flip-flop budget, dude.
Shit.
That's a Crocs budget. There's no strings.
But I mean, overall, it was good. I mean, we, you know, made some contacts, stuff like that. We've got there's a candy store in Frisco that a guy in Tyler, he's got a Frisco shop, or he's got a Tyler shop, a Houston shop, and he's opened one in Frisco, and he's having a grand opening in a couple weeks, and he wants Party Girl there in costumes for the part of the grand opening, just to be there and then, you know, give us another opportunity to promote the show and stuff like that. So we were able to net some opportunities like that and everything there. So
that's not too bad. And you should check out like the stores like that, or comic book stores and stuff that have TVs in them, and try to get people to play your show just during business hours.
Yeah, I've hit up like a lot of stores on Facebook, but I'm just gonna have to go to them, because even one of the ones here in Denton, the guy was like, yeah, I got your message on Facebook, but I hate Facebook. So but
yeah,
now that
so you're gonna have to rely on that winning personality of yours,
yeah,
that enthusiasm that you just exude in every word that comes out of your mouth and just, you know, sell people on the fact right there.
But I mean, that went over well, the costume went over well. I didn't want to be like Deadpool number 502, because there was a shitload of them there.
Deadpool, well, that's the hot thing right now. Deadpool's the thing.
Yeah. And there's apparently,
I mean, like, out of all the Marvel announcements from the MCU ones, I'm excited about Fox doing that one.
Shit, that, I don't know. There's a guy who, in one of the comic book groups I'm in on Facebook, did a grid of upcoming movies from Marvel, DC, Fox, and Sony. And I was like, shit, all that Sony shit needs to be written in pencil, because half that shit ain't going to happen.
All that, no,
Sinister,
yeah, I mean,
plans, and all that shit, that ain't going
to
happen.
Spider-Man stuff is pretty close to dead, I think. So, I mean, they'll keep making the movies, but it's dead.
Yeah, and then I saw there was a Fantastic Four 2 on the schedule. I'm like, nope, sorry, Fox, you're not getting anywhere with that one. After the crap that is,
they would have to make a very good movie in order for that to work.
Yeah, and I don't think the one that they've just shot, I don't even know what the hell that is. I would have thought we would have seen some set photos or some shit by now, or even when they were filming it, and nothing. So, I mean, Fantastic Four is like my comic book too. So I don't even want to see whatever they're doing to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of wish that Deadpool was being done by the Marvel Studios, but, you know, based off that little treatment video and how much response it got, I mean, they would be dumb to deviate from that too far.
Which means they probably will.
I don't know, because, you know, they had everybody shit in their mouths after Wolverine Origins.
Yeah. I just try to pretend that movie does not exist. And thankfully, Days of Future Past made it so.
Well, and that's why Ryan Reynolds was so gung-ho about getting a proper Deadpool movie made. Because he took that role because he really likes Deadpool. And then he basically had to participate in the abortion. So he's wanting to get back right with the comic book world on that one, I think.
But it's like, I don't know, it's like, part of me wants to, like, just ask him, like, sometime about that. Be like, dude, while you're shooting this, did you not realize that it was the most god-awful thing
in cinematic history? Well, once you're under contract, it's kind of hard to walk out. That's why you got to put your actors under contract, so that they quit walking out on you all the time.
Shit, I need money for that. That's
what it's all about. Get them on contract.
I need...
But enough of that stuff. What did you think of last week's show?
It was funny. Having other voices on here is always good.
Did you feel properly vindicated? Like it was a good idea to bring it back after listening to that?
Oh yeah.
Is the magic still there for you?
Oh yeah, and there's enough shit, just dumb shit that goes on that needs to be talked about. So.
Well, then let's talk about some dumb shit. Okay. First thing in the news, first story I came across when getting ready for the podcast. Just so beautiful, so weird. Happened in Texas, wouldn't have guessed that. We have a former police officer down in Houston, lost his job because he and they're going to still say allegedly, they can sue us, we don't have anything. So he pulled over this woman and told her that she was free to go so long as she either gave him her underwear or let him smell her feet, with the caveat that if he got close enough to smell the feet, he was going to lick him too. Your thoughts, BJ?
There's some sick motherfuckers in the world.
That's true, and that can be said about just about anything. So I'm going to pose a question to you, my friend BJ.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say that you're driving in your car.
Mm.
You're driving really fast. You're not wearing a seatbelt. You're a little bit drunk. Cop pulls you over and gives you this option for getting out of the DUI and speeding ticket and seatbelt ticket and all of that. He gives you this option. Either give him your underwear or let him smell/lick your feet and you're scot-free. Do you do it?
No, I'm...
Okay, now, BJ, let me also remind you, and this is just me... grounding this show in reality. You're black. He's probably going to shoot you if you say no.
I didn't think I was going to get shot. I thought I might get, like, I
well,
might get
you have
tased.
To work on that assumption because that's just kind of how it goes.
Well, I figured I'd get tased.
I don't know. He might be scared of short people.
I mean, granted,
to get out of losing your driver's license and massive fines... and the shame of your community and family, you're gonna say I will take that over giving this dude my underwear.
This dude, because
like, it was an or thing. The underwear was an option. The foot thing was an option. Getting a ticket was an option. You wouldn't even give up your underwear.
Nah, I might. I mean, nobody's touching my feet. That's just fucking nasty.
I'm telling you, DUI, that stays on your record forever, bro. Those don't go away.
I thought it was DUIs are worse than DWIs.
DUIs stay with you. That's like the herpes of traffic violations. That doesn't go away. Plus... all this money, let's even say it happens this time of year, boom, just wipes out the kids' Christmas fun. You're not even going to let them get down there and play with your feet for a couple of seconds to save Christmas for your kids.
No. I mean, I'll...
BJ, time and time again, you show what a horrible father you are. Just in the past, to go back, you were going to feed your children fast food that had been left out for a year just to see what it would do. And now you're going
to...
No, I
was not going to feed it to them. I said if they fucking ate it, then that was their fucking
you,
shit.
But they're kids, and you leave it out and don't tell them not to do it.
Hey, they fuck up my fucking experiment that I had going on. That's on them.
I'm just saying. You all you got to do, a sniff and a lick, and you're the hero. And you get to keep your driver's license. And you don't have traffic herpes.
I mean, Duke can have the boxers, and I'm going about my way. Nobody's getting near my feet. I don't even like my feet.
I don't like feet either. I don't like my feet. I don't like your feet. I don't like anyone's feet. I don't want to touch somebody's feet. I don't want them touching mine.
Exactly.
In this scenario, though, yeah, I probably would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Not only would I do it, I would do it to get out of it. Then I would report him to the cops.
It seemed like that's what she was going to do, because didn't say she had like, the underwear off.
It's the smart thing to do. She began to take off her boots. She was doing the feet. She took off the, and he, she asked if she needed to take the socks off, and the officer was like, yeah, baby, taking the socks off too. And then that's whenever he gave her the easy way out. To give her the underwear, to which she, but he said that if he if she let him smell the feet, he was probably going to lick them. Not saying he wouldn't lick the underwear also, but the woman did offer up her underwear. But by that point, Quinn had changed his mind and allowed her to leave. I guess he freaked himself out. He had like that moment of self-awareness where you're like, man, I'm a cop in the fourth largest city in the world, and I'm begging for a woman's foot right now, on the job. Probably remember there's cameras and shit too.
Yeah, that I don't even see how people. I don't know.
Police brutality takes many forms, my friend.
Apparently, I'm only accustomed to like one. So.
Well, that's the getting shot part. But see, I mean, the way I see it, as opposed to getting shot. Letting officer friendly lick your foot, that's an all day yes. I don't even know how you would hesitate.
I don't know if I want to go out like that.
You're gonna be going out one way or the other.
I think getting shot by the cops has more dignity than that.
There's no dignity in death, bro.
No dignity in having a dude lick your feet.
Yeah, but you know what? You get over that. You don't get over death.
You're assuming that you get over that. I don't necessarily think that's true.
People repress memories, dude. It happens. You know? And it's not something that you would even remember until you're like all retired and old and you go to Vegas. Or no, not Vegas, because you'll be old. You go to Branson, Missouri, to take in, Yakov Smirnoff's grandkids show, and that guy's a hypnotist, and all of a sudden you remember getting your feet licked by a cop, and that's when you have your stroke and die. I mean, there's a lot of good life in between those two points. And you're just going to throw it away.
Yeah.
Ain't like I'm saying it's a clown going to lick your feet.
Fuck you, Mal.
Ha! 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 Okay, let's move on. Now, the Boston Globe. We have Boston friends. We have a friend that works at the Boston Globe, and I have spoken to our friend April about this very thing recently, as in the not too long ago. And I'm not sure why they did it. That's the question on everybody's mind. The Boston Globe tweeted a picture of two chocolate sculpture type things, fancy chocolates. One is a Santa Claus looking chocolate. The other looks a whole lot like a butt plug. A big chocolate butt plug.
Now, is it really, or are people kind of just reaching for
it? Dude, it looks like a butt plug. Google butt plug.
I know what a butt plug looks like.
Okay, and you're looking at this picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but it could be like a chocolate Christmas tree. A smooth chocolate Christmas tree.
Chocolate Christmas tree for your butt. What's hilarious about this is it also appears that Santa Claus has like a dildo on his backpack.
I see that, and then he's holding the bell in front of his crotch, so that's kind of like...
Yeah. Yeah, that's his ding-dong. Now, but what's best, and I'm going to let you read this, read the tweet that accompanied this picture of the butt plug.
An antioxidant in chocolate appears to improve some memory skills people lose with age.
It's a suppository. It's an antioxidant suppository, and it's huge. Now, there is some precedent for butt plugs being Christmas trees. There was a giant one put up in France. People freaked out about it. When I lived in Orlando, while I was in nuclear power school for this nation's Navy, there was this giant butt plug that they sold in this corn shop by the base. And we bought it, and we painted it green, and then we painted decorations on it as well. And the way that the barracks were set up there was kind of like college dorms. It was like a quad of four rooms with like a common area. So we went to like two units over and put the decorated butt plug on the table in those people's common area. We didn't get to see what happened after that, but we assumed it was festive.
Yeah.
So you don't think that looks like a butt plug?
Yes, it can. It can look like whatever you want it to look like. And it looks like a butt plug.
It's not. I don't want it to look like a butt plug. But it's what it looks like. And it's what it is. You can't tell me that's a tree.
A smooth chocolate tree.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Say that again in a deeper voice.
I'd rather not.
Come on now. Do it.
No.
You're no fun, dude. You're no fun. But let's see. It doesn't really even look like it doesn't even really look like the globe did anything about it either. I just want to know where these chocolate confections came from. Had to be a sex shop.
What shop?
A sex shop.
Oh. Well, I don't know, it does not. I mean,
it's a dildo in a butt plug.
What did fucking April say about it? Her husband works in the...
I asked if Ryan was responsible for this, and she did not know what I was talking about, so I sent her the link, and she said, I really, really hope that he did. I have not heard back since, but it is her hope that that her husband had something to do with that.
I don't know.
We are going to talk to her about this the next time that we get her on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
She will have to answer to the chocolate butt plug. And your job in between then and now is to track down the chocolate rain guy. I don't think he's got a whole lot going on.
Probably not.
And get him to do a chocolate butt plug song.
He probably would, like, just to be relevant again.
Like, that is for April. So, that's what you can do, because you have connections with the internet. You have internet cred. So, and you make things happen. You find public domain music. You find all this royalty-free stuff. You can find Chocolate Rain Guy and make him sing a song about a chocolate butt plug. I have faith in you. And quite honestly, you owe the world that after the sexy school shooter thing.
Dude, man, that's a thing. That's money, dude, that I can be making.
No. And you're lucky that we have this next story that shows that there's people more demented than yourself. I figured that you would like this story. And if you like, you can set this one up for us.
Dude had sex with a dog.
God, man, you have such a way with words. It's like I see how you can write so much stuff now. You have a way of just really grabbing somebody and putting them in them. I felt like I was there. I felt like I was watching that dog get had sex on.
I just, like, and even one of the, yeah, I'll get to that after we...
Anyway, so this happens in Connecticut, which, again, I would have figured Florida. This lady walks out into her backyard, and, again, they put the word allegedly in here. I don't even need that. Actually, you know what? You know what we haven't done in a while?
Mm.
Just a dramatic reading of the story.
Okay.
Do you think this one warrants it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to read the headline because I want to build suspense and let this moment build and just marinate in its own sexiness.
Right.
Okay, so let me get ready. I haven't done this in a while. And this has names in it, so the innocent and the guilty are not protected. Although I'm hoping that the dude was protected when he did this with the dog. Anyway, Alice Woodruff walked outside of her backyard in Waterbury, Connecticut last Tuesday to find her naked neighbor allegedly raping her tied-up pit bull. A pit bull! You're going to pick a dog. Is that the first dog you would pick to have sex with, BJ?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
Why?
Because I'm not going to have sex with a damn dog.
So the pit bull would not be your first choice.
Oh, my God.
Because if you're not going to say that it's not your first choice, that means it is your first choice.
I'm not saying anything about having sex with a fucking dog, dude.
Really sounds like you're taking the fifth. That's okay, dude. I'm going to keep reading. Here's a quote from Miss Woodruff. I thought my dog had killed somebody because I saw a man underneath her. Woodruff told WTNH, TV station, I assume. I started to scream. I had a citronella candle, and I threw it at him and screamed, "Get off my dog. You've got to get out of here." He said, "No, today is the day. Today is the day. We're..." Hang on. This is dramatic, and I shouldn't be laughing because this is a moment in, like, two people in a dog's life. "No," he said, "today is the day we're going to spend the rest of our lives together." That's some Nicholas Sparks shit right there. There's two things in here that bother me. One, he was underneath the dog. How was that working? But I do give him credit for thinking outside the box. The natural inclination would be to do it doggy style. But he said, "No, this one's special."
Wow. That...
Now, the second thing, she had just happened to have a citronella candle. She just carried it around, and she was coming outside, possibly because of things that she had heard or something. But it's just, that's such a great thing. That was her weapon. And then she told him to get out of here. "You have got to get out of here." It doesn't seem like something you would yell at someone who was raping your dog. What would you yell at somebody raping your dog in that scenario?
I'm not yelling anything. I'm fucking running up on him and beating them fucking brains in. What I would be doing.
Not even like a yell of Viking rage or anything like that?
No, because then I don't want the motherfucker to get spooked and like try to run and shit. I'm going to fucking stomp shit out of him. That's what I'm going to do.
Alright. Okay.
I'm going to be like a ninja until I start wailing on him with like a golf club or something.
Now, up to this point, you would think that things were weird, but they're not weird yet. Here we go. Woodruff told WTNH that the neighbor, whom she has never formally met before, appeared to be suffering from mental illness. He apparently explained ISIS had ordered him to rape her dog. Now, I don't think... See, he's waffling on a story here because he started off with romance. We're spending the rest of our lives together, as if to say, he really loves this dog. But now it's like terrorists told him to rape it. I will give ISIS credit, though, for being very unconventional in their attacks these days.
Apparently.
I'm just saying. But it still gets even better. another quote from our distressed dog owner. He pranced through the yard naked, yelling, "This is our day, and you have to prosper in it. ISIS sent me." And I was thinking, did something like this just land in my backyard? Again, she seems to be having very weird thoughts for all of these things that are going on. She almost is acting like it was amusing enough that it wasn't, like, horrible. She's not trying to beat him up. He's prancing. And he says, "This is our day, and you have to prosper in it." What do you think that means?
I don't know. Maybe she thought that, like, she was going to win the lottery or something, some kind of way. I don't know.
And let me tell you why I don't think it's rape. At no point have we heard anything about this pit bull attacking this man yet. Pit bulls, you know, they've got a certain reputation as a dog that's not to be trifled with. And even a good-natured one, if provoked, is a pretty rough beast.
Yeah.
The dog has done nothing to this point.
If the dog's still alive, maybe the dog was dead or something. That's how he did it. He like was like necro dog sex or something.
No, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, but they, like you said, if a pit bull ain't just gonna lay there and fucking take this shit.
Anyway, at this point, Woodruff finally decides enough is enough. It's one thing to have sex with her dog, but you're not gonna have sex with her dog in the name of the Islamic State. And I don't know what the other IS and ISIS means, so I'm just going to say Islamic State, Islamic State. According to the CBS in Connecticut, Woodruff then ran inside, grabbed her gun, and returned back outside, showing him that she had loaded a clip. This is an elaborate pantomime to a man who is prancing naked in the backyard. He kept saying, "This is the plan, that we are going to die today in a massacre." He didn't seem to care that I had a gun, and I kept it down, Woodruff said. Then I gave him a warning and shot the gun right into the dirt. Hell yeah, that'll show him.
I don't know, like, the details they're trying to put in there is just odd to me.
Yeah. Who fires a warning shot into the ground?
Yeah, that's... Maybe they do that in Connecticut. I don't know.
You know, I've lived in Connecticut, and yes, while it's not as gun-saturated as Texas, most people still know you fire a warning shot into the air so that it can land 2 pounds over and kill a toddler. But even at gunpoint, the neighbor appeared undeterred. "No." He put his arms out and started walking towards me, telling me to kill him, but to know that as soon as I kill him, that we were going to die. It's like some Obi-Wan bullshit right here, right? You know, strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you possibly imagine. She continues to say, "Honestly, the whole time, I thought there was a bomb or a gun and that he was going to take it out and do a massacre." We've already established he's naked. Yeah. So where is she thinking this gun and or bomb is coming from?
I'm thinking that, like, this is some sort of, like, fantasy shit that just has gone awry.
You know what it sounds like? Is it really just sounds like an episode of, like, the old Tom Green show? You remember Tom Green, right?
Yeah.
This seems like the kind of thing he would do in his show.
Yeah, but...
just fuck a dog and dance in front of an old woman with a gun. Finally, to wrap up the story, police took the neighbor, so far only identified as being 22 years old, to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. Upon release, police intend to arrest the man for cruelty to animals, sexual assault, and breach of the peace.
Like, what is that one even, like, what? I don't understand
well,
that's necessary.
He picked something.
Yeah, so I mean, it...
I don't know if it was the peace. It was the
dog.
He breached the dog.
It's like, well, we can, like, I mean, why add that charge? I don't understand that.
Well, why not? I mean, I'm sure you probably could find a couple of other things. I mean, I didn't see trespass anywhere in there. We tacked that one on. Public Indecency. We could tack that one on. Making Terroristic Threats. We can tack that one on. Maybe that's what Breach of the Peace means. It's just all of those things together. Nakedly trespassing and talking about the Islamic State.
Need to get a cop friend and ask him about it.
Well, I mean, it may just be a Connecticut thing. That sounds like a really old-timey type law. Connecticut's been around for a while.
So you're just
going straight in for the attack, then. You're not giving this man time to get his soliloquy.
Yeah, no. I'm fucking, like I said, I'm going to be like a ninja until I'm right up on him, and then I'm, like, beating his head in with a golf club.
You don't own a golf club.
I would find
some... You're not going to convince anyone that you play golf.
I will find some blunt object.
Okay, but not a golf club.
Probably not.
Yeah. Poor choice.
Not poor choice. It was, man, whatever.
In this scenario, I would want the man to explain himself, because I've got to hear this excuse.
You would.
Because, I mean, my first sign is going to be, how's the dog doing? If the dog, especially a pit bull, is not ripping this man to shreds, it means the dog's probably got things under control. So the last thing I want to do is have them both mad at me. So I've got to know, anytime something like this happens, and whenever he says that this is decreed by ISIS, I'm just going to pull up a chair, one for me and one for him, and we're going to have a talk, because I need to know everything that's happening in this man's head.
No, because then if he's sent by ISIS, you're aiding and abetting terrorism by letting it go on.
You're not aiding and abetting. You're getting all the facts. You're building the strong case for the lawyers. They'll thank you later. Probably get a key to the city. Gordon, you could find out about bigger plots this way.
Or you could be abetting a dog-raping terrorist.
No. I'm not helping him in any way. It's not like I've drugged the dog.
You're letting it go on.
Given my consent as an owner, go, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
You're letting it go on. Ergo, you're abetting.
No, I'm not still having sex with the dog. That's why I pulled up the chair, so that we could discuss this man to naked man.
You never said at any point you were stopping him from having sex with your dog. So, how do I know that?
Well, you obviously don't understand how lawn chairs work. Okay, let's go from animal cruelty to more animal cruelty. This is a fun one, BJ. Now, you read all these stories in advance, right?
Wait a minute, what? There are four stories?
Okay. So in this one, it's just a good headline. It's got everything that you need for a good headline. Headline is, Romanian princess, husband, meaning and husband, sentenced for Oregon cockfighting ring. It's got everything in it. It's got royalty. It's got Europeans. It's got the Pacific Northwest. And it's got cockfighting. And someone was sentenced, justice was served.
Yeah, sounds like an episode of something ripe for an episode of Law & Order SVU, ripped from the headlines.
It's a big, big deal. Now, this woman, she's a heavyweight. She's fifth in line for the Romanian throne. Fifth in line. Four unfortunate deaths away from running shit. You know what was funny is the whole time I was reading this, I ended up with that song Royals stuck in my head. And then I tried to write it about cockfighting. It didn't work. So, again, give me your thoughts on this. Do you think cockfighting is a crime?
Yeah.
Now, you know they fight on their own, right?
What do you mean?
The chickens, they fight in nature.
No, I did not know that. The only thing I know about chickens is they come in a bucket.
Racist.
What?
It's racist.
How is that racist? That's...
Just because you're black doesn't mean that you only know about fried chicken.
I didn't say that I only knew about fried chicken. That's just what I know about fried chicken. What I know about chickens.
You just confirmed it again. What? You're digging your hole even deeper here, my friend.
No, I'm not.
Now, there's a lot of questions here. What are they doing in Oregon to begin with? And how do you just happen to find out while you are royalty traveling abroad? How do you find a cockfighting ring?
Well, you're royalty. You can find whatever you want. That's the perk of being it and having the diplomatic immunity. You can get whatever you want and then not have to get in trouble for it.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm guessing that she lives in America and she's married because her last name is Walker. That's not very Romanian. Yeah. Romanian names are like Dracula.
I think this shit's funny here where it's prosecutor said the cockfighting events came complete with a chef cooking Mexican food and alcoholic drinks.
Little racist. Little racist.
Well, like, if it was, like, Italian food, would it not be racist?
Well, the cockfighting rings are generally associated with the Latinos.
Well, I don't know about cockfighting, so I wouldn't know that.
It's just, to me, it's one of those things where you've got royalty, and this is what they're doing with their life. They're cooking Mexican food and having people watch chickens kill each other for $20 a pop. Now, there are various animal-based sporting events with varying degrees of violence and harm to either the physical body or the pride of the animal. Things like mutton busting. Which is just demeaning for the muttons. But yet that gets a pass. Cockfighting, not so much.
Well, that's because the kids get it fucked up in mutton busting, so it makes it okay.
That's what makes a violent sport with animals okay. Children must get injured. If children get injured, if toddlers cry, it's okay.
Yeah, it kind of balances out.
Because, I mean, you could make the argument with cockfighting that just so long as they eat the losers, what's the problem? At the risk of making a pun, no harm, no foul.
I don't know. I don't think I want to eat a chicken that's been in a cockfight match.
Why?
Because
that's a beast that died a good death.
Yeah, but I mean it's got some overly aggressive, I don't know, stuff in it that I don't know if I want in meat.
You think eating the meat of that chicken would make you a more aggressive person?
Yes.
I don't think you understand how food works either.
I know how food works.
I don't think eating the loser of a cockfight is going to make you more aggressive.
But do you know that for sure?
Well, then I don't think that the science isn't there yet.
But do you know
there
that for sure?
Yes. And you like chicken a lot.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of genetically predisposed to.
You're still being racist about it, though, and that's not cool.
I'm stating a fact.
No, I'm stating a fact that you like chicken. You're saying that you like chicken because you're black, and that's not cool. I'm not going to let you talk about black people that way.
Yes, because Billy Mountain needs to come to the rescue of black folk.
I'm the friend of the black man.
On what fucking planet?
I'm your friend. You're a black man. But I can quite confidently say that I am friend to the black man.
Wow.
And where you fall short, I champion your causes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just letting you know it's not cool to be racist about fried chicken.
Man, that's not even where I went.
It is exactly where you went. Now, they basically were able to plea deal out of this by forfeiting $200,000 worth of profits made from this. It's pretty freaking lucrative, if you ask me. Makes me once again question what I do with my life. But it said it's obviously an important case in terms of law enforcement against cockfighting and animal abuse. It carried with it the danger of people coming in with weapons and drugs and what have you. And we know for a fact that there were weapons and drugs on the premises. That's profiling. You know, there's a lot of peaceful people that enjoy watching chickens rip each other's guts out. You don't need weapons and drugs to enjoy it.
Well, maybe some people...
But here's the big thing. And as it says further down, Romania is a republic, but its historic royal family maintains special legal and symbolic status within the country. Here is my question. At any point during the arrest, did the Romanian princess go, "Diplomatic immunity"? Lethal weapon? Come on. You're gonna tell me that you didn't watch Lethal Weapon 2?
Yeah, fucking years ago.
But that's like the thing that sticks with everybody though.
Well,
I would have at least tried to play the diplomatic immunity card.
Well, they've apparently gone away from it. Like I said, the chick's, you know, name is Walker, so maybe they're just royalty in name only and not an actual, like, knowledge of what they can do and what they can't do, or else they would have gotten out of it. They'd have been fucking up more shit knowing that they could get out of it.
I don't know. I mean, what they were doing was already pretty ballsy, my man.
Yeah, but they'd be doing even more. That's the thing.
Where do you go beyond... What's the next step up from cockfighting?
I don't know. I'm not a person who has natural diplomatic immunity to be able to think of really
Do you think that like they would hunt people for sport?
Probably. Now that I would do.
That you would do?
Yeah, because there are just some people in the world that just need to be hunted.
But what if the person you're hunting is a decent person?
I would pre-screen everybody that would be in my...
You don't get to pre-screen. You show up, you buy your ticket, you get your rifle and your sidearm, and they say, somewhere out in these woods, someone is unarmed and afraid. Go shoot. And you'll go, are they a bad person? And they would go, well, they have at least made some very poor decisions if they ended up here.
Well, that's me doing my due diligence and asking. I'm going to take the word of the people who...
You're going to take the word of the person setting up the people hunt.
Yes, and that will absolve me from any sort of bad feelings, because I did my due diligence. I asked.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. That's how shit works.
I don't know. Well, you really do a good job of making yourself look horrible.
That's just how shit works.
You know, normally I'm the one that looks bad in these things.
I think I'm going to come out squeaky clean looking like a million fucking bucks.
No. No. No, because so far you've done the sexy school shooter. You attacked and killed the dog raper without at least hearing his side of the story.
No.
And as a journalist, I find this, you know, I find it disappointing that you as a journalist would not go for, you know, the objective, non-biased truth before killing the man.
I asked, dude, as a journalist, I ask questions. I ask, I got a response, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, I'm talking about in killing the guy that's having sex with the dog, though.
Oh. No. The fucker's violating my dog. He's going to die.
You don't know if it's necessarily violation yet, though.
I'm going to go with violation. I'm going to use my journalistic powers of observation and deduction and go with violation, and the man's gonna die.
Again, again, nowhere does it say that the pit bull is attacking this guy.
Because it's fucking traumatized.
It's a pit bull.
A traumatized pit bull, obviously.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, so we've abused animals. We've seen chocolate butt plugs. We've established that BJ would rather die than get his foot licked. I think we've learned a lot about you tonight, BJ.
We do that every time. We learn
but one. None of it's good.
All of it's good.
None of it's good.
Further reason of why I'm awesome.
You're not. I wouldn't say awesome. That's not really my go-to adjective in this matter. But we are running up on our time limit here, as though not to make a three-hour show in which BJ basically becomes Hitler by the end. Because we've already established that you are fairly negative towards a race of people, ironically your own. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I'm saying what other people are thinking. That's what I do.
What people?
People. People.
Like, I don't know these people.
Because you're not cool. You're not part of the in crowd of these people.
The in crowd of racist school shooting advocates?
It bees like that sometimes.
I mean, it's good that you're making friends. And that you're getting out there and you're meeting people. But, you're allowed to have standards. But again, like I said, can't really fault you because you're putting forth the effort. Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts? Any possible way of redeeming yourself before we wrap this up
tonight? I don't need to be redeemed. Like I said, I'm saying what people are thinking, so I'm straight.
Man, I really wish people listened to this podcast because I would put that to a poll.
I don't know if we even have that one.
You're going to have to wrap it up because it honestly sounds like your house is falling down all around you there. So, go ahead and take us home.
This has been another episode of Bulls Deep. Is that even how I wrap this shit up? This has been another episode of Bulls Deep. I'm BJ.
And I'm Billy, and I'm also mortified.
Yeah, and we'll return.
I don't know, dude. You're on a destruction course, dude.
I'm awesome.
Racist ass school shooter. Good night, everybody.